Chris Clark, organiser for the CEPU Tasmania. So this information, we believe it's vitally important that it gets provided out there in the community. Currently, the majority of Tasmanians believe that our borders are closed and that anyone entering the state must isolate for 14 days before they're allowed out in the community. That's not correct. Workers from interstate are able to come into the state, they don't have to isolate, they don't have to be tested, and then they're allowed to travel around our community and attend site and work with other workers. It's just not good enough. If you talk to the average punter in the street and ask them about our border closures, they think that anyone who comes into our state is required to isolate before they're allowed to let loose in the community.
What figures do you have for the number of workers who have entered Tasmania, say, in the last month in these circumstances?
So currently we believe there's been thousands, say in the order of about 5,000 workers that have been had their exemptions approved and have come and gone, with the community being unaware that these people are out there in the community mingling with them. We don't want to have an outcome similar to Victoria, where people have become complacent, believing that we are over the current crisis. However, believing we are over the current crisis and start to relax on their social distancing and hand hygiene.
Is it your understanding that these workers are displacing Tasmanians from jobs that would otherwise be available to them?
That is the case. The work that's being done by these interstate workers is work that could be done by local workers, that is for sure. If, as we're led to believe, the department cannot provide us with the information that has been requested, that raises serious questions about their risk management plan and is it fit for purpose. This type of information should be readily available to potentially contact trace anyone that tests positive. And to say that we're too busy or we're unable raises questions about whether what they're actually doing as far as keeping an eye on these people is going to work practically should an outbreak occur.
Are you able to name and shame the major employers that are bringing in these large quantities of workers?
Not specifically. One of the projects where a lot of interstate workers seem to have gotten exemption would be the Nystar project. They're currently doing a shutdown out at their smelter at Lutana and have flown in a considerable number of interstate workers.
This problem has been around for a while. Why do you think it is that we're still having issues in this area? Like the state government and the state controller, who in theory is in charge of this, they've had months to actually sort out a solution.
To be honest, I think it's about cost cutting, who you're friends with, who you may particularly donate money to when it comes to a certain persuasion of political party. When you consider that a returning Tasmanian resident who has visited somewhere interstate is required to quarantine for 14 days, but if you get an exemption, which is basically a piece of paper, and wear a piece of PPE, you're allowed to come into the state, you don't have to quarantine, and you can mingle with the general public and workers on sites. It just doesn't make sense.
Are the unions thinking of taking any kind of direct action to try to get some movement on this issue?
At the moment, what we're doing is just trying to make the community aware that these people are out there. Legally, because these people have been given an exemption by the government and they're following the guidelines that are put in place, there's no legal avenue. However, what we would suggest is, if you're managing risk and you've ever been involved in risk management, the way in which you do that is by elimination first. You don't rely on administrative controls and you don't rely on PPE to control a risk as serious as COVID-19 when the outcome is people will die and our economy will be shut down.
Do you know if any of these workers have come from Victoria in the last, say, 3 weeks?
Yes, we're led to believe that many workers from Victoria have arrived in the state as recently as last week. And given the nature of the outbreak over there and the fact that COVID-19 can be asymptomatic, it just does not make sense that we do not have stronger risk controls in place, like longer quarantines, compulsory testing before these people are allowed to then mingle with the Tasmanian community. We're walking a tightrope. Has the COVID-19 bill been well managed by the government so far, or has it just been they've been lucky and no one has slipped through the loophole of an exempt worker.
We're here today because we learned yesterday that an RTI request, which we submitted on the 15th of May, has been once again denied by the government. What this proves is that there is an absolute veil of secrecy over special exemption grants. We know that over 1,200 Tasmanian tradies have lost their jobs since the start of COVID-19. And we also know that there have been hundreds and hundreds of special exemptions granted to interstate workers to come to Tasmania and take the jobs of Tasmanians. Now, these interstate workers have been they haven't been quarantined, they're untested, and they've been allowed to work on site with Tasmanians without any idea of whether or not they had COVID. What we also know is that the government are continuing to block any access to this process. We want to know how they grant these exemptions and the organisations that they grant them to. It's really important information to the people of Tasmania to know why hundreds of interstate workers have been able to come into Tasmania unquarantined, untested, without very much scrutiny from what we can see. Now, we know that the whole process is a mess, and we know that when you have a mess, that's when mistakes happen. And all we need is one mistake, and that could be catastrophic for the people of Tasmania. So we're going to keep asking for this information. We think it's in the public interest to understand what it is that allows special exemption to be granted to interstate workers, and also that compromise the jobs of Tasmanians.
Why do you think the government sees the need around this process?
We think that the government has a track record of secrecy. We think it's either of one or two things, that it's a massive cover-up, that it is so secretive that it smells. It stinks of cover-up. That seems to be one option. Or the other is they really don't know what they're doing. We think they're covering up a botched process. So they don't understand which people are coming in, which organisations have asked for them, and how many people they've allowed into the state unquarantined and also untested.
Back in the time when we had a lot of cases, we would have had a lot of people doing contact tracing and so on. Now, presumably those people are no longer doing that.
Look, I think anything that secures Tasmania is a good thing. Anything which provides us with assurances that all measures are being taken to ensure that we don't have an outbreak like what's happened in Victoria here in Tasmania. We have an aged population. We have quite a vulnerable community. We want to make sure that we learn the lessons from interstate and we protect Tasmania the best way we know how. So the reason that we put in a right to information request on the 15th of May was we wanted to understand the government's criteria. We wanted to understand the process of how they grant the exemptions. Now, we didn't receive a response from the government at all. They actually surpassed the legislative guidelines around the use of RTIs and when they're meant to be returned, with either a reject or an accept. So we went to the Ombudsman in relation to this matter, and the Ombudsman issued the government with a direction to comply. And that was the only reason that we were able to even find out that they were going to reject our application. So this is public information. It is in the public interest to understand whether or not this process is a secure process for Tasmania.
Are you able to distinguish between workers coming in for government projects and purely private sector projects?
That is the information that we would have really liked to have obtained with those RTIs. It really important for us to understand whether or not these jobs for, say, specialised workers are actually accurate. We know that riggers, plasterers, joiners, carpenters have been flown in from interstate. We have that capacity here in our market. We also know that Don Challen in his recent report stated that Tasmanian jobs have to be bolstered. We must put Tasmanian jobs before interstate jobs.
Well,